Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching an NFL game with the Carolina Panthers, and their starting quarterback at that time was Cam Newton, and he's been in the league for a while, and he's always been kind of fun to watch as somebody who's a fan of the National Football League. Very tough quarterback as far as taking hits and running and that kind of thing, getting the ball out, and he's been taking a beating, but I don't know, he looked really off on that game, he just didn't seem like he was himself, from what I could tell, and it seemed like I think the announcers were saying something that he was battling some injuries or whatever, and injuries are fairly common in the NFL, but I also had heard through, and I don't remember where I'd heard it or seen it, but apparently Cam Newton decided to become a vegan fairly recently. I don't know. I'm certainly not for me. I don't know that, at least from what I know about a vegan diet, I don't know that I would necessarily, it doesn't seem like I would, it's a diet that's compatible with being physically strong and, taking a lot of abuse and everything. Just doesn't seem, at least my own experience, it just doesn't seem like the kind of thing. And of course you hear of athletes that are vegan, but I think you they might be vegan now, but did they grow all the muscle and everything when they were, when they were vegan? Well, probably not. You go back on each and every one of them, you can probably find they used to eat meat, a while ago in some cases. I think there's even a movie that's coming out fairly soon, where they're showing all these supposedly vegan athletes, but you go back into each one of these people's histories and you find out that, yeah, they did eat meat at some point in their life. It's fairly well known, and to say that, and maybe they did have, for a time, they were physically, physical specimens or whatever, but, with some of the, like the bodybuilders and stuff, I mean, they were probably doing, steroids or whatever, which means your muscles are going to grow big. It has nothing to do with your diet. It's more to do with the drugs that you're taking. They may not even necessarily be world-class athletes either. And kind of looking at how Cam Newton has deteriorated over at least for this year anyway, it seems like that, the changeover to a vegan diet probably didn't do Cam Newton any favors. And I don't know that anybody that's, has to be physically fit, and strong and take a lot of abuse, I don't know that a vegan diet is necessarily the way to go. I think if you're playing in the NFL, you should probably be more carnivore. You need to be building more muscle and be strong or whatever. That seems to be a much better approach. Alex Smith is a quarterback that, I think he's known for being a fan of the ketogenic diet, and he suffered some pretty amazing, I think his leg broke or something, he's healing, and it just takes a long time for some of that stuff to heal, and he's finally starting to walk around a bit. I don't think he's playing this year by any stretch of the imagination, but diet helps you to heal, right? If you're eating right, then your body can repair itself, from most anything. But, if you're eating incorrectly, then your body doesn't have enough energy to, it doesn't have the right energy to stay alive, much less heal anything. So, I think we're going to see some pretty clear evidence, just from watching like some famous people that went went vegan and, you know, switched for, you know, basically switched back for health reasons. I think we're going to see a few of those things. And so this Game Changers movie that's coming out, I don't know that I'd put a lot of faith in that. And you might also wonder what financial interest that the people that put the movie out have in some of the products that they're talking about. It's pretty easy to find that stuff. Of course, it doesn't mean everybody that talks about diet has a dog in the hunt, so to speak. But the Hollywood's people for sure, they're most likely have stuff. I mean, Al Gore certainly makes money off, being environmentally friendly. I'm sure that's no accident. But what you got to worry about with this stuff is, what are people's, what are their interests, I guess, and how are they getting paid or whatever. And I can't say everybody's, on the take or whatever, but some of these things, it's pretty obvious. The evidence isn't that even hard to find. We shall see. I think with particularly Cam Newton's gonna be a very interesting one to follow and see what he does, or if he retires because it's too hard to play football now as a vegan. My advice to Cam Newton: eat a damn steak and you'll probably be fine. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.